News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Bord na Mona has announced plans to build a new inter-county network of walking and cycling trails across bogs previously used for peat extraction in the Midlands. And Dr. Damien O'Toole, National Coordinator with the Irish Cycling Campaign, joins us this morning. Good morning to you, Damien. This is a good news story, surely.
It is a good news story. It's bringing jobs to the Midlands, and it's hopefully there will be funding from EU Just Transition funds. So we warmly welcome this project from Bord na Mona.
Yeah, I mean, more than anyone else, we're not entirely sure what this is going to look like. But the idea is that these interconnecting kind of trailways and pathways, they'll connect to the greenway network that already exists. They'll use old train lines, they'll use old culverts and all those sorts of, I suppose, they've become sort of vestigial almost, bits of infrastructure around the place to create kind of an interesting and probably largely flat and very pleasant cycle or walkway.
Very much so. There's a disused network of the old Bord na Mona rail lines that were used in the extraction of the turf in the bogs. And these now provide potential for creating motor traffic-free routes. And I think the beauty about the concept is that it links to the National Cycle Network, which is being advanced by Transport Infrastructure Ireland, and also the Cycle Connects routes, which are the networks in urban areas which are linking to schools and shops. So I think it has the ability to provide for people who are coming into the Midlands as tourists, as visitors, indeed domestic tourists as well, but also people who want to get to the shops, school, get to workplace along, you know, safer routes with lower speed limits. So I think it can do a few things at once. And the other thing that Bord na Mona are pushing is that there would be art installations along the route. And this has been done really successfully in Britain and in Northern Ireland as part of the Sustrans cycling routes, where you use the old industrial heritage to animate the routes and make them more interesting and more fun for children. So I think it's a really good project.
And I have actually cycled through the Midlands once many years ago. I went down the towpath of the Grand Canal. And it wasn't very cycle friendly at the time. It's long ago. It was fairly overgrown. But there is beautiful expanses of very flat sort of landscape, but that's very pretty and it's full of nature. And I imagine a lot of those former peat bogs have gone back to being relatively wild and all of that. So this could be a huge tourist amenity, but never even mind tourists, just for locals, for any of us who might want to get out and about and go for a longer cycle on a sunny day.
Very much for locals and for people coming into the area. And we're trying to reimagine the bogs, which were intensely, you know, extracted, the turf is extracted over decades, and now Bord na Mona is looking at wind energy, it's looking at sustainable tourism. And the beauty of the Midlands is that you have the Royal Canal and the Royal Canal Greenway running from Dublin across the country over to Athlone, and you have the old rail trail running from Mullingar to Athlone, and then you also have the Grand Canal Greenway, and you know, throughout much of Offaly it runs, the Greenway is now in place. So it's really flat. You don't need lots of gears. So it caters for, you know, all ages and abilities, for children, for older people getting back on cycling. And in our cycling campaign, we're getting a lot of queries from people who are getting back into cycling for the public health benefits as well as for the decongestion benefits. So I think this is a win-win project.
Yeah, I do too. I think it's a no-brainer. I think it's a great idea. Look, thank you very much for joining us. That is Dr. Damien O'Toole there, who's the National Coordinator with the Irish Cycling Campaign. That sounds like it's going to be a lovely amenity, Shane.
Ah, really nice and really clever use.
Yeah.
As Damien was saying,
I like it.
Of existing infrastructure, really innovative.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.